The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the Best of the Names, in the name of Allah, Lord of Earth and Heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. So welcome to today's special from IRIB English Radio in the month of Allah, the month of Ramadan. The topic of today's special is obedience.
الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفنا
Today, Monday, is the 6th of the month of Ramadan, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Farvardin, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of April, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran. We listen to chapter Ar-Rum, verses 26 to 27.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa lahu man fis samawati wal ard, kullun lahu qanitun.
And to him belongs whoever is in the heavens and earth. All are to him devoutly obedient.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
And it is he who begins creation, then he repeats it, and that is even easier for him. To him belongs the highest attribute in the heavens and earth, and he is the exalted in might, the wise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is clear here that the purpose of ownership and also obedience is a genetic worship and obedience. This is from the point of the laws of creation, everything in his authority and desirably and undesirably, all are subservient to his laws in the world of creation. Even the disobedient, haughty persons and the sinful lawbreakers also have to obey Allah's genetic laws. The reason of this ownership is his divinity, Allah's divinity and lordship. The one who has created the beings from the beginning and has undertaken their management, surely Allah must be the essential owner too, not other than him. Obeying the commands of Allah. Dear friend, fasting means obeying the commands of Allah. We Muslims fast not because of any other reason, but only because Allah has commanded us to do so. Allah says in chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 183, O you who believe, observing as-sawm, the fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may become al-muttaqoon, the pious ones. So we worship Allah by doing this act of worship, that means fasting, which is beloved to Allah and which Allah has enjoined upon us. So fasting is hastening to obey a command of Allah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to IRIB English Radio Station. You guys are listening to today's special. You guys heard the part of the dua or the supplication where it states, Allahumma la tukhzilni fihi li ta'arrubi ma'siyatik. O Allah, on this day, do not disappoint me by allowing me to expose myself to acts of disobedience towards you or to you. It must become clear that, especially in the school, the Shia school of thought, there's this factor of free will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered and wanted his believers to follow his orders, to obey his command, to stay away from what he prohibited, to deny themselves and to retain themselves from falling into sins. Yet here you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not allow me? How does that go with the thought of free will that the school of thought of Shia, the Shia school of thought believe in and defend and write books about, and like 1,000 years we've been defending about this concept, you know? We've been, you know, in scientific debates with the Asha'ira about it, even before the Asha'ira. We've been in various debates about it, and you know, this concept is clear from the school of thought of Ahlul Bayt. See, here it goes back to understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has lutf. The meaning of lutf is, like you could say, aid. It's like this special kind of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes He does not, you know, you have that will. You're going, for example, let's say that this man wants to hit a cat. This is the best example that I have in my mind right now, because I have different examples, but I think that, you know, hitting a cat is kind of bad. So, for example, you want to hit the cat, and it's for your free will. You have the stick, you can move your hand, you're going to hit the cat. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of his believer, He does not want him to fall into the sin of, you know, beating a cat. What does He do? He puts, for example, this strength in this cat, this reflex in this cat, that makes it move right away and to understand that you're coming towards it. Let's say that you grab the cat and you put it in the qafas or in a cage, and you move the stick and you want to hit the cat again. But the cat also, subhanAllah, the door opened. The cat was able to open the door, so it runs away. See, this is the kind of mercy that you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to close the doors of sins. You know, you have the power to open the door, and if you keep on opening it, you might open it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, just holds the door and keeps it shut for a little while, and for you, in hope that you stay away from falling into the sin. It's a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do not disappoint me, to aid me in staying away from what brings your wrath, to open the doors of worshipping you.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ya nafhata ar-Rahman. رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
The benefits of obedience during and after the month of Ramadan. People cannot remain exactly as they were during the month of Ramadan in terms of their steadfastness in performing certain acts of worship. Continuing to be upon obedience to Allah the Almighty is a reason for one to be granted a good end. As the Prophet said, if Allah wills good for one of His servants, He uses him. He was asked, how does He use him? The Prophet replied, Allah enables him, the servant, to perform a righteous deed before his death and then takes his soul whilst he is in that state. Thus we should ensure being in a state of obedience and worship at all times. Moreover, the reward of being virtuous is greater at times when most people are heedless. There is a great concept that we must always bear in mind. Worship must be the essence of our lives. It is not an incidental matter or a temporary one that is limited or restricted to a certain time or place.
Allah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, subhanallah.
Ramadan symbolizes act of obedience. Those who entered Ramadan upon disobedience and departed upon disobedience did not get any benefit from Ramadan whatsoever. This is a serious and dangerous matter, because when describing the hypocrites, Allah says, "And when they come to you, they say, 'We believe,' but they have entered with disbelief in their hearts, and they have certainly left with it. And Allah is most knowing of what they were concealing." The Holy Quran, chapter 3, verse 61. Anyone who departs from Ramadan without having improved in the least is the one being addressed in this verse. Those who being the month whilst on disobedience and return to it as soon as it ends, or are even most disobedient afterwards, did not benefit from the month. They did not repent and refrain from sinning, nor did they show regret for their sins. It is as if the month was a temporary stage for them, after which their evil lifestyles continued. The question here is, did these people truly worship Allah the Almighty during this month, as is Allah's due to be worshipped? And did they obey Allah the Almighty to begin with during this month and fulfill His due rights?
Of course, there's also the fact that لا تخذلني, one of the best ways where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this kind of lutf or mercy towards the worshipper, of helping him not expose himself to the acts of disobeying him and disobeying him, is to always put in his mind, to always remind him, to always keep in his mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. I am watching you. And you see that a believer, when he falls into sin sometimes, I've heard from a couple of the youth, that whenever they, for example, wanted to fall into a sin, before falling into the sin, they would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them would fight that urge, or that remembrance, and continue to fall into the sin. Yet others would, stand still, think about it a little bit, and then return and take by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded them of. And, of course, falling into sin in this holy month is very, very wrathful. And the reason behind its wrathfulness is that this is the month of mercy. This is your chance. And how do you do with your chance? For sports fans out there, when you have the chance to win a game, and this is your only chance. If you miss it, you guys are going to lose on the title. And, for example, the goalkeeper is not available on the goal, and he shoots the ball, and it hits the post and goes out. How devastated would you be? The devastation is even more if you didn't have that chance. If you didn't have that chance, you would not have something where you are owing about that, oh, we could have won it. We could have done it. The same thing here. You could have won the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this month, but instead of putting the goal in the back of the net, what did you do? You hit it wide and you missed. You missed this opportunity. And not only did you miss the opportunity, but you gained the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of His mercy. You gain the wrath of a merciful Creator in the month of mercy. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us in staying away from what disappoints Him, what keeps away His satisfaction, and to aid us in satisfying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reach the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That's all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue different nice topics which are directly or indirectly related to the month of Allah, the month of Ramadan. We leave you in care and protection of the Almighty.
Oh. from your door, from your door.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and here is a saying from the Prophet's 8th infallible heir, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him, who on this day in the year 201 AH was declared heir apparent by the crafty Abbasid Caliph Ma'mun in order to deceive the Muslim masses. If the Caliphate is your right, you have no right to give to others what God has determined for you. And if it is not your right, how can you pass on to others that which does not belong to you at all?
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Again, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the little that we do in this month with the best of rewards, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is He who gives so much and asks for so little. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us out of His blessings and bounties, which are infinite, in this blessed month of His. This month in which is said to be the beginning of the year. And this can be seen in many traditions. For example, in this tradition from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, the Imam says that surely for every year, or rather every year, surely every year, the first day of that year is the first day of the holy month of. This is the beginning of the new year. Now, what do we mean by this? We understand that, you know, people say that, no, the Islamic new year is the month of Muharram. According to certain scholars, that Muharram is not seen in the riwayat or in the traditions. Rather, it is something that was accepted by the Arabs. But what the Holy Prophet and the Imams mean here, and according to certain of the esteemed scholars, that the holy month of Ramadan is the beginning of the spiritual year and the spiritual journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we saw in tradition, it is the Rabi'. It is a Rabi' of many things. As we saw, it is a Rabi' of the Fuqara. In our tradition, that inshallah, if we get the chance to mention, it is the Rabi of the Holy Quran. It is the spring of these things. Hence, it is the spring for us to springboard towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the holy month of Ramadan. It is the chief of the months, as we'll hopefully see in other traditions as well. But in this tradition from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the Imam says that the beginning of every year is the first day of the holy month of Ramadan. Hence, this is the day where we make our New Year's resolutions. This is the day where we seek to change ourselves. From this very day, we try to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, as we said, it is something gradual. It is not something that you can just dive into, say, no, today I'm going to become one of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, it requires effort, it requires tawassul, it requires tawakkul, it requires the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam to take our hands towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu loves no one more than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence we ask Allah via the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are able to make benefit and take benefit from this month in order for our New Year's resolutions to become that insan that Allah wishes us to become, to bring that to fruition. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, the audience of IRB English Radio all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. You're listening to the show from IRB English Radio in the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. So in this holy and blessed month, the month of Quran, let's focus more on this great and holy book of God. In the holy month of Ramadan, we are with you to be more attached with the verses of the Holy Quran. So we have provided different parts in this series of shows for you. And hopefully we shall be able to present these different parts and items to you in this holy month, the month of Quran. From the key points by Brother Yasser Ibrahim and also Tajbid points by Brother Muhammad. These are different items that we shall have, and also some stories and a hadith that will come to us from IRIB English Radio. Just stay tuned and listen to Let's Recite the Quran.
Ramadan,
ya
Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said, "Everything has its own spring, and the spring of Quran is the holy month of Ramadan." Dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters, dear audience of IRB English Radio, this is the sixth day of the holy month of Ramadan, and if you have been planning to do one full khatm of the Holy Quran, you also need to recite a part of chapter Al-Ma'idah. For this, we have selected a beautiful recitation of Holy Quran by Sheikh Mustafa Ismail, where he recites verses 51 to 53 of chapter Ma'idah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. فترى الذين في قلوبهم مرض يسارعون فيهم يقولون نخشى أن تصيبنا دائرة فعسى الله أن يأتي بالفتح أو أمر من عنده فيصبحوا على ما أسروا في أنفسهم نادمين. ويقول الذين آمنوا أهؤلاء الذين أقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم إنهم لمعكم حبطت أعمالهم فأصبحوا خاسرين. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, Let's Recite the Quran. You just listened to the recitation of verses 51 to 53 of Surah Al-Ma'idah by Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. And you know that we are analyzing the verses of Juz 6 of the Holy Quran, because today is the sixth day of the month of Ramadan. And on each day, the same juz as that day is recited. So now let's analyze these verses, verses 51 to 53 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء. Sheikh Mustafa Ismail did not lengthen the مد المنفصل in يا أيها to more than two vowel counts. He lengthened it to two vowel counts only. He did qasr. Qasr means lengthening maddul munfasil to two vowel counts. And so all of the other maddul munfasils in his recitation will be lengthened to just two vowel counts, like any other normal mad, such as in al-ladina, the ya'ul mad in al-ladina, or the aliful mad in amanu, or the wawul mad in tattakhidhu. All the maddul munfasils will be lengthened to the same number of vowel counts as these normal mads. Wan-nasara. Na-sara. The sad and the ra are pronounced with tafkhim, while everything else is pronounced with tarqiq. Sad is actually a seen with tafkhim. There is no difference between sin and sad, except that sad is a letter of isti'la and the letter of itbaq, which means it has to be pronounced with tafkhim. Awliya. There is a meme above this word. What does it mean? Meme means that waqf is obligatory, is compulsory for you to do mad on this word. You should not continue past this sign, okay? Or else the meaning of the verse is going to be changed in a very bad way. بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. As you can notice, the ضاد is ساكن. You have to make sure that the استطالة is applied. بَعْض. You lengthen the ضاد a little bit. You don't just say بَعْض. بَعْض. Bow, you lengthen the bar a little bit more. وَمَن يَتَوَلَّهُم مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Again, in the word الظالمين, we have تفخيم of الله. There is no difference between ذال and الله, except الله has تفخيم, while ذال does not have تفخيم. فترى الذين في قلوبهم مرض يسارعون فيهم يقولون نخشى أن تصيبنا دائرة نخشى أن. This is a مد المنفصل, which should be lengthened to two vowel counts, because Sheikh Mustafa Ismail lengthened the first مد المنفصل in recitation to two vowel counts. أن تصيبنا دائرة. In the word دائرة, we have مد المتصل. Okay, let's go on to the last verse that was recited and mention one more rule of تجويد. ويقول الذين آمنوا أهؤلاء. Again, مد المنفصل. هؤلاء. هؤلاء. The first mad is mad al-munfasil, the second mad is mad al-muttasil. So you have to lengthen the second mad to at least four vowel counts. الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ إِنَّهُمْ لَمَعْكُمْ. Now there is a la above the word أَيْمَانِهِمْ. It means you should not do waqf on this word, just like Mustafa Ismail did. He did not do waqf on أَيْمَانِهِمْ. He continued and did waqf on لَمَعْكُمْ, which is a good place for doing waqf. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this segment of Let's Recite the Quran. I invite you to listen to the next segment of this program. Thank you.
Dear audience, dear brothers and sisters, on the sixth day of the holy month of Ramadan, after listening to a beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran, it's the time to ponder on the concepts of the Holy Quran, which are going to be presented to us by Brother Yasser Ibrahim, on the important and key points of Jaws 6 of the Holy Quran. Let's listen to Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear brothers and sisters welcome again to our program where we try to focus on one or two points of the particular juz that my dear brothers and sisters will be reading in this blessed month of Ramadan from the glorious Quran today being the sixth of the holy month of Ramadan we'll be looking at the sixth part or the sixth juz of the holy Quran The sixth juz of the Holy Quran contains two chapters, namely chapter number 4 again, which is Surah An-Nisa, and begins from the 148th verse of this particular surah. It then goes all the way to Surah Al-Ma'idah, which is the fifth surah of the Holy Quran, until the 81st verse of that particular chapter. Now, some of the things that a person may find in this Jews of the Holy Quran is obviously the concept of inheritance and the rules regarding inheritance that have been mentioned in the Holy Quran and have been mentioned in the Divine Law and the Sharia. And one of those particular rulings that has been quite well set out in the Holy Quran is this particular ruling of inheritance. So for example, in Surah An-Nisa, the 176th verse of this chapter of the Surah of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes in and explains what it means from the ruling and who gets what, who doesn't get what, and so on and so forth. So this is one of the things that a person may find interesting or is a point to allude to in the Holy Quran. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who obviously knows better of how a wealth of a deceased person should be divided and amongst who and according to what conditions. Obviously all the conditions are not mentioned in the Holy Quran. A lot of the conditions have been mentioned in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and therefore we have to always refer to the Maraj and the scholars in that regard. And another important verse in this particular juz is the verse of Tabligh, the day of Ghadir, and this is an important point and a very important point obviously for us to allude to, that in Surah Al-Ma'idah verse number 67 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Apostle, communicate that which you have been sent down to you from your Lord. And if you do not, you will not have communicated his message at all. So this verse, according to the reasons of revelation, was the reverse of Ghadir. Right? So this is one important verse, a very important verse that is contained in this particular surah. And then obviously we know that also in this particular chapter, if we go back further into this particular chapter of the Holy Quran, that is Surah Al-Ma'idah, and we go to the third verse of the chapter, we get the verse of Ikmal. So these two verses go hand in hand, verse number 67 and verse number 3. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first orders and commands the Holy Prophet to deliver the message. When the message was delivered of the wilayah of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, Allah then says, Al-Yawma ya'isu alladhina kafaru min dinikum. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says that today is the day that I have perfected your religion with the establishment of the wilayah of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month of Ramadan that we are of the true Shia and the true followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. This very month of the martyrdom of this blessed individual. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRM English Radio. And it was the ending item of this show. I hope that you have enjoyed the show and hopefully you will join us again tomorrow same time. In case you have any questions, criticisms or feedback, we'd be more than happy to have it from you if you send it to us through englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find the early recordings of these series on parstoday.com under the Call of Islam Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, once again, I'd like to thank you for staying tuned and ask you not to forget your brothers and sisters from your good du'as and supplications. Thank you very much. Till another show, I'd like to leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Fills up the air, Ramadan, month of the I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year.
First methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I start by inquiring and praying that each and every one of you are doing well, that your health is well, that your iman is strong and solid. The month of Ramadan is special, and no one can deny how beautiful it is. This is a remarkable month, my brothers and sisters. You know, it's something that I pray we engage in, and we put our hearts and minds and souls into this month, but no doubt, right? We can't escape the reality that this month is going to be quite different. We have been so used to coming to our mosques, having that communal gathering, hearing the voice of darsa and Quran recitation, sitting there together with dua, breaking fast together. It's going to be very different for us this month, and no one is denying that, you know. But as believers, we have to have conviction. We have to have certainty that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for us is best for us. This situation that we find ourselves in is because that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be. There's a hadith from our sixth Imam As-Sadiq alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, where he says, Inna Allaha la yaf'alu bil mu'min illa ma huwa khayrun lahu. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not interact with a believer, does not act with a believer, does not do something to a believer, except that there is khair in there for that believer, that there is something beneficial for that believer. And even if we do not fully understand, yeah, what the benefit is in my particular situation, we have to have the iman to know that this is where Allah wants to test me at. And so let me find a way to overcome this test. Let me take this opportunity to find the silver lining of this opportunity or this trial that I have put myself in. And this, I think, when we reflect, and I think that we should, I believe that this is a wonderful opportunity, a beautiful opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to reconnect with the true philosophy of Shahru Ramadan, the true essence of Shahru Ramadan. You know, what is the essence of Shahru Ramadan? Yeah? Shahru Ramadan is specifically made as a month of ibadat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a month of seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there's a very beautiful dua that is found in Misbah al-Mutahajjid or Iqbal al-A'mal, and it is coming, it is the chain of narration goes back to our fourth and our fifth Imams alayhim as-salam, and they say about this month, and I'll just like to read this. They say, Allahumma hadha shahru ramadan alladhi anzalta fihi al-Qur'an Hudan linnasi wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal furqan. That, oh Allah, this is the month of Ramadan in which you have sent down the Quran, the book of guidance, and the book that clearly guides and displays the truth and the criterion. And then they continue and they say, wahada shahrus siyam. This is the month of fasting. Wahada shahrul qiyam. And this is the month to stay awake in worshipping Allah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wahada shahrul inaba. It is a month in which we put our trust in you. We hand over things to you and let you control what is there best for us. Wahada shahrul tawbah. And this is the month in which we return back to you. Wahada shahrul maghfira. It is a month in which we seek forgiveness from you. Wahada shahru rahma, and it is the month of mercy. Wahada shahru itqi minan nar, and this is the month in which we are freed from the fire of Jahannam. Wal fawza bil jannah. Wahada shahrun fi laylatul qadr. They go on in description of how this is the month in which one dedicates themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, my brothers and sisters, when you take a look at how we typically engage with the month of Ramadan, whether we look at it, for example, from Muslim countries, you know, we many a times have gone to Muslim countries or have lived in Muslim countries or even back home, wherever back home is, Shahru Ramadan, people look forward to it. Why? Because they will get to sleep during the day and then the bazaars start at night. Yeah, the people are out shopping, mingling with one another, eating, drinking, laughing. And there's a certain charm to Shahru Ramadan. Yeah, but the reality of that picture is that that is not the essence of what Shahru Ramadan is. That is almost a description of a commercialized version of Shahru Ramadan. And we do similar things in our own existences, right? Shahru Ramadan becomes the time when we have sehri parties. Shahru Ramadan becomes a time when we have cricket tournaments and basketball tournaments and table tennis tournaments and badminton tournaments and we have carom tournaments and then we have bazaars and we have stalls. And I'm not knocking these things, right? These things are beautiful. They bring about a social atmosphere. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look, you have 11 months to socialize. Give me 1 month of ibadat. And what have we done? We have flipped it, isn't it? Right? And this is where I think we need to understand that we are put in a very unique position this year where there will not be such interactions. There will not be such gatherings. This is the perfect time for us to recapture the true essence of Shahru Ramadan. It is a month of worship, my brothers and sisters. It is a month of being the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we look at this opportunity. When you are the guest of someone, you don't ignore the guest. Rather, you pay your full attention to the guest and what the guest wants. It's a month of trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a month in which we detach ourselves from vices. A month to help the less fortunate. We have this opportunity. We need to find the silver lining that we have this opportunity this month to recapture the true essence of what the month of Ramadan was meant to be. And inshallah, when we find the beauty in it, it is something that we will carry on in the future. This is the month of Maghfirah. There's a very beautiful tradition from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, where he says that if you are not forgiven in this month of Ramadan, then which month do you expect to be forgiven in? Seek forgiveness, make amends, reform your life to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will not make the same mistakes again. And this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will truly forgive us. It's in our hands, my brothers and sisters, what we do with this great month. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we make this month of Ramadan a truly memorable Ramadan, that in spite of all the challenges in the world that we see, this was the month in which I elevated towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الحب تلقاك البدور ضيف الأمان والسرور فيك العطايا والأجور
Ya marhaban, ya marhaban, zayna shuhur. We welcome you, month we all adore. We pray for happiness and more. To all the people, open up your door. Peace, love and joy. Let them soar, let them soar. Ramadan, Ramadan. Welcome holy month, Ramadan.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Allah.